Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. senator feel about the Pope's visit to Congress and more? Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford.
Dr. Bob, I'm ready for you, I hope. And I always say I hope because I never know what you're going to ask me.
Well, thank you, Senator. How's your day been so far? It's been a busy one.
Yeah, but, you know, it was kind of pleasant to be that close to the Pope, and I really enjoyed that. The last time I had a chance to be close to a Pope that I remember was 1979 when John Paul was on the White House grounds. But my staff and my wife have recollection, and I don't have recollection of it, that the previous Pope, Benedict, that we had seen him on the White House lawn in 2008, but I don't have a recollection of that. But I don't want to say I wasn't there.
Well, you were there today. Can you share some of your impressions?
Yes. And I'll answer your question, but before I answer your question, it was very difficult to get, it was impossible for me to get everything he said. Some things I got from the person sitting beside me. But I'm going to read his speech, and then I'll understand it, and at that point I'd probably give you a better answer I'm going to give you now. The impression was that he's a very sincere man. Very compassionate man, probably a very religious man, and he brought up a lot of public policy issues. I think a religious man, whether he's Catholic or any other faith, it has most credibility when they talk about their religion. But I say that he can say anything about politics he wants to because that's the way it is in America. And he's probably free to do that, even if we didn't have our Constitution the way it is. Anyway, you kind of appreciate when he opens up, God bless America, the land of the home and the free of the brave, land of the free. No, tell me what it is. Yeah, land of the free and home of the brave. You know, that makes you feel good. And he ended a couple different times, God bless America. He emphasized the importance of family, which is the foundation of most societies in humankind. And he had a very strong statement on the unborn that everybody appreciates. He also had a strong statement against the death penalty that probably there was much more division on. And he spoke about the need for compassion for low-income people. And all of those, it isn't so much whether you agree with him or not, because there's more agreement with what he said than disagreement. But how do you go about accomplishing the things, you know? And that's where you're going to have the big differences. It's not going to disagree with him on principle.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley about the Pope's visit and more.
I read his speech. I had the opportunity to do that. I saw snippets. I listened to some of it. Didn't get it all. But, you know, as you said, he spoke about immigration, abortion, death penalty. One thing that he talked about, too, was climate change. We should probably mention that. And relations with Cuba as well.
Yeah. And it's not so much should we have relations with Cuba. It's whether or not things that America believes in and our president ought to believe in, the extent to which he negotiates giving things to Cuba, like recognition now and other things that the president's probably agreed to. Why we had the lack of relations for 50 years is because they haven't had political freedom for their people. Their people are living in poverty and things of that nature. So we think that we ought to be able to get freedom of religion. You know, there were people jailed down there for religious reasons while the Pope was right there, as an example. We ought to get freedom for the Cuban people in return for it. Then there wouldn't be any question about relationships. But what do we get for the Cuban people for enhancing the prestige and power of Castro, which is naturally done when we recognize?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about is the whole world's eyes turned to Congress this morning, and the whole world was looking at you. The American people were looking. It's like the world stopped just there for a moment. And what I'm hoping is that there was maybe one or two things that he said that people, that Congress could agree upon and maybe work towards something, you know, in a bipartisan manner. Do you think that there's anything that you heard that you, I guess, did he move you in any way to make you want to do something, anything?
On immigration, for instance?
Or in anything. Yeah. Climate change, death penalty, you name it.
I think it'd be immigration.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you want to do based upon what he had to say?
But see, it's not just because he moved me. It's probably where I agree that we got a bad problem in the United States and you need to do something about it. But my answer to your question today isn't a whole lot different than I would probably give to you six times over the last year. You know, secure the border first and then build up credibility with the American people that the situation isn't going to get worse like it did after the last 1986 immigration bill and more people come here undocumented. And if you secure the border, you build up confidence that the border's secured, then I think people are willing to look at the issue of legalization. But I think you can't get the cart before the horse. And I think that's a very necessary thing. And it isn't just securing the Mexican border. It's having an exit entry system that's foolproof, and it's having a mandatory e-verify. So it's not just building a fence.
Well, and it's like you said, we've spoken about this for years. I'm just wondering if today made a difference with the Pope being there, if you think that you all are going to be able to work together on something he suggested, or did he inspire anything? And that's just sort of what I'm hoping for. If the world stopped to watch him, I'm just wondering if Congress is going to pay attention.
I don't know whether you might get a different answer from other congressmen from Iowa and other states, but I think I'd be very naive if I said his speech is going to make a difference even on one subject to move it along. I think I'd be very naive if I said that. So obviously then my answer to your question is I don't think so, but that doesn't make his speech irrelevant. It just makes it irrelevant from the standpoint, is he going to move people to do something that wouldn't otherwise be done? Now, a lot of the things that he brought up are going to be done anyway, but it isn't so much are they going to be done, it's how are they going to be done, which is repetitive of something I said 3 minutes ago.
Sure. He's been criticized for being too political, and I guess I don't always understand that in the sense that I don't see him saying the Democrats are right on this or the Republicans are right on that. But to me, like, especially for climate change, he's been criticized for being political, and he shouldn't be political. He should just be dealing with religious and moral issues. But aren't all of these issues religious and moral issues at their core?
Well, you can make an argument that any law we pass and government in society is making moral issues when we pass any law. So I think the answer to your question is definitely yes, there are moral issues, but no more than any other law that we might pass. They might be more important moral issues. So you could put them in the category of how much weight you're going to give to each one. But I think the bottom line of it is that when people say he's political, they don't mean is he too liberal or conservative or Democrat versus Republican. They're talking about he's talking policy too much, and the implication is that he should just stick to religion. Well, I'm only going to say he has more credibility when he speaks to religion, because that's what his profession is and his belief is, and that's what his job is. But that doesn't I'm not going to say he doesn't have any business talking about policy. And I would say that there was a lot of nuances in his speech that made it less things of being concerned whether or not he had any business talking about it at all.
Okay, so you think it was fine for him to talk about anything that he wanted,
absolutely.
And that was fine with you?
Absolutely. In fact, he probably would be enough of a principled man if somebody told him, you come to the House of Representatives, you can't talk about this or that. He wouldn't come.
There were some rumors of possibly some Republicans boycotting. Did that happen?
I heard of one, but one congressman who I didn't recognize his name. And it was in the news probably within the last 24 or 36 hours.
Well, if you don't recognize his name, he's probably not worth thinking much about. He probably
hasn't
been doing much.
That's right. I agree with you.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley about the Pope's visit and more.
All right, well, Senator, thank you for discussing the Pope's visit. I also want to touch base on some of the things you've been doing lately. And one of the things that was sort of interesting to me was your letter of support for more access to opioid addiction medicine. That was an interesting perspective. Would you mind sharing your thoughts on that?
Yeah. That's a prescription drug stuff that kids get a hold of in some medicine cabinet. And then it leads itself to abuse of something like oxycodone or whatever it's called. It's got a lot of other names too. So a few years ago, well, the government had a program for a few years of collecting and distributing that stuff, and then they stopped the program, presumably to save money. And then we have this great addiction problem on prescription drugs. And probably the prescription drugs are bought legally, but kids, well, maybe it isn't just kids, maybe it's anybody, gets a hold of them and misuses them and gets a high. And it's a major problem. So we ask DEA to reinstitute the program. And they've agreed to do it.
Well, what else are you working on, Senator?
Well, I'm working on trying to get two bills through the Senate yet this year, juvenile justice reform and a patent legislation that deals with a problem that takes the term patent trolling. And I'd like to get those two bills passed, and they're going to take up most of our time. Outside of the committee now, because they're out of committee, but there's three subjects still within committee that I hope to get bills introduced shortly and then move them quickly through the committee. One would be sentencing reform, a second one would be prison reform, and the third one, reform of asset forfeiture. And they could possibly go as a package, but right now we're handling them as three separate bills. But if you wanted to handle them at one package, you could say criminal reform, crime reform, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, there's a lot of people talking about that and the need for that, so many people in prison. And so you're working with a bunch of people on this, or is this primarily?
There's six. There's five or six members of my Judiciary Committee that are working, very bipartisan. And the one that takes the most time is sentencing reform. But it's kind of come down. It's hard for me to explain because I'm not a lawyer. But it kind of comes down to how do you write one sentence that makes sure some of our compromise doesn't go further than some people said it. So you got a couple lawyers arguing over what's the best language to use there. But when we get that solved, I think we got this bill we can introduce, and I think it's going to be received as a pretty good compromise.
Well, very good. Are you going to be able to make it back for any part of harvest this year, you think?
Yeah. I think during the Columbus Day holiday, I think that week we will not be in session, and I'll be able to come back to do that. Now, I'll be back probably the weekends, but some of my weekends are taken up with doing things that senators have to do. So I may not get a whole lot done on weekends.
Well, maybe we'll see a photo of you on a combine this year.
I ought to make a point of making sure you get to see one.
Well, that'd be great. And look forward to you making it to Marion County soon, Senator.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dr. Bob. Goodbye.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.